This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden, projected President-elect Joe Biden, is warning of potentially deadly consequences as the Trump administration refuses to coordinate with his transition team on the virus pandemic. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
They were Biden's toughest comments yet on the president's failure to acknowledge he lost the election and to cooperate with Biden's staff.
More people may die if we don't coordinate.
Saying his team needs to know the administration's plans to control the pandemic and distribute prospective vaccines.
What's the game plan?
The Trump administration's been working on its own distribution plan, and some Republicans like Senator Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski say it's crucial Biden's team get full access. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Georgia's Republican Secretary of State says there's been pressure in those days since the election. AP correspondent Mike Rossia elaborates.
With Georgia election officials conducting a hand recount of votes cast in the presidential election, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger tells the Washington Post U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham asked if he had the power to reject certain absentee ballots. In Georgia, when voters return an absentee ballot, they have to sign an oath on an outer envelope. County election office workers are required to ensure the signature matches a signature on the absentee ballot application and one in the voter registration system. Graham said Monday he was trying to find out how the signature stuff worked. With nearly 5 million votes cast in Georgia in the presidential election, Democrat Joe Biden leads President Donald Trump by about 14,000 votes. Mike Rossia, Washington.
In a 1-2 punch, Hurricane Iota roared ashore as a Category 4 storm along almost exactly the same stretch of Nicaragua's Caribbean coast that was devastated by the Hurricane Eta. This is VOA News. From coast to coast, governors are again ordering businesses in the United States closed and gatherings limited because of a record-shattering resurgence of the coronavirus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The COVID tracking project says there's a record-breaking nearly 70,000 Americans in hospitals with COVID-19, with more than 1,100 people dying every day. New Mexico's governor issued a stay-at-home order. Only grocery stores and pharmacies can be open. Philadelphia's health commissioner says indoor events are banned.
No visiting between households. No indoor weddings, funerals, baby showers.
Libraries and museums will close Friday. California's Governor Gavin Newsom's closing many non-essential businesses because of the spread.
Every age group, every demographic.
As for Thanksgiving dinner, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
As small as possible, because we know that indoor gatherings in homes are particularly dangerous.
The fear is that healthcare facilities will be overwhelmed with new cases and people will die because they won't be able to receive treatment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The World Health Organization said Monday the challenge of the coronavirus was not a choice between life and livelihoods, but that they were both part of the same fight. It also said that there was no time for complacency in confronting the virus despite positive news about possible vaccines. Monday's briefing came hours after Moderna Inc. said its experimental vaccine is 94.5% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on interim data from a late-stage trial, becoming the second U.S. drug maker to report results that far exceed expectations. Peru's Congress has chosen a new leader, expected to become the nation's third president in the span of a week, a hopeful sign that the political crisis is on the verge of a resolution. Lawmakers voted overwhelmingly Monday in favor of Francisco Sagasti, an engineer from the centrist Purple Party. As the legislature's president, by law, the head of Congress should become the country's new interim president. Applause erupted in the legislative palace as Sagasti clinched the required majority vote. It was unclear how soon he might be sworn in. International Olympic Committee Chief Thomas Bach expressed confidence Monday that the Tokyo Games will be held successfully next year, even allowing spectators to attend as the world grapples with a sharp rise in coronavirus infections. Bach's two-day visit to Tokyo is likely to bolster Japan's efforts to stage the Olympics, but will do little to, it's concerns of a public deeply worried about the spread of the virus. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.